Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
Around the world, numerous cases have revealed the considerable dangers of extreme heatwaves. Over 70,000 people perished with the extreme heat of the 2003 European heatwave. Many cases of examples when people have died as a result of heatwave exist. However, the people who died is a question of who answers. Many cases of examples when people have died as a result of heatwaves exist. However, why people died is a question whose answer is scattered. Basically, there are at least 27 ways in which things can go wrong during a heatwave. Briefly, when the body is exposed to extreme heat, the hypothalamus in the brain generates a reaction in which it redirects blood flow to the skin, with the purpose of cooling down. This compensatory shunting of the blood to the skin results in inadequate blood flow to other organs, a mechanism called ischemia, when it creates anoxic conditions and damaging chemical compounds. In turn, if body temperature surpasses the optimal body temperature because it's too hot, this will damage cells directly in a mechanism referred as heat cytotoxicity. Both ischemia and heat cytotoxicity are deadly conditions which can impact the functioning of the brain, heart, kidneys, liver, and perhaps more critically, your guts. In addition, depletion of clotting proteins can lead to potentially fatal hemorrhaging, even without injury. Dying during a heatwave is like a terror movie with 27 bad endings to choose from. It's remarkable that humanity overall is taking such a complacent attitude over the threats that ongoing climate change is posing. Clearly, reducing the dangers of a warming world will require us to outperform even our most optimistic projections of climate change mitigation yet. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks and the Community.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health. 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.